You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No Mai Hoki Mai, you're back on 95BFM Breakfast. All the way over in Nam, we've got the wonderful Christina from the Paper Kites speaking with us. How are you this morning, Christina?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
It's good, good. We're going really well. And lovely to chat with you about At the Roadhouse, which is the Paper Kites' beautiful new album. How long have you guys been cooking this one up?
Yeah, it feels so nice actually to finally get it out in the world because, it's been quite a while. I think we recorded it in winter last year in 2022, so in Campbell's Creek in Victoria. So even before that, some of these songs were getting sort of developed and worked on during like COVID lockdowns. So that's how long ago, it feels like forever ago. So it's wow. So nice to finally be releasing it to everybody.
Yeah, that must be a good feeling. There is a really lovely, contemplative, quite melancholic vibe to some of those songs. I was wondering if they were maybe the ones that had come out of that lockdown period. How would you kind of categorise the total tone or the vibe of this record? What were you guys thinking about?
Yeah, it does have a little bit of a, sort of nostalgic feeling to it. And I think part of that is those songs that, there might be a little bit to do with, some of the time that it was written and some of the times that we were working on it. But I think also just, the vibe and the feeling that we were trying to create when we created the Roadhouse and sort of wanting to bring people in and really wanting them to be able to like feel the album and feel as if they were at the Roadhouse even when they're listening to it and if they weren't actually there. So I think that those songs do a good job and all of the storytelling within the songs sort of do a really good job of drawing people in and hopefully helping them feel a part of the magic that we did create when we created the Roadhouse in Campbell's Creek.
So what is the Roadhouse? Is it a venue or a location, or what is it as a space?
Yeah, so we ended up the premise of the idea was that we had originally wanted to record an album, and the original idea was that we wanted to be performing them in roadhouses sort of around America, in the middle of nowhere in America, and the more that obviously the world was looking a little bit different at the time when we were thinking about that. But then the more that we sort of thought about it, the more these songs came together, it actually felt more right for us to be doing it at home. And so we tried to find a venue that we could sort of play a residency at. We could be performing and recording these songs. And after lots of searching, we sort of didn't really find anything that fit the brief, really. So we decided that we might just create our own venue.
That's so cool.
So we got a set designer in. We got, we sort of put all of our ideas together of like our beautiful, like a perfect, beautiful venue that we wanted to create. And we made it ourselves in a really small town called Campbell's Creek in Victoria, which is near Castlemaine. And we all moved there for a month. We played shows every weekend, and then we recorded during the weeks and recorded this album, but also got to be sharing it with the community. And we didn't sort of advertise the shows. We put some flyers around town, but it was very just all word of mouth. People. We didn't know how many people were going to show up. As the weekends went on, it sort of built and became a bit of a sort of thing around the community, and we were so lucky that each weekend we sort of had more and more people coming, and we got to know a lot of the locals that would come down, and it was such a special time. We loved it.
That's such a magical process to be creating this kind of time zone almost with this album, and I think that really comes through in the sound of it as well. It does feel very of a place and of a time. We're going to listen to Mercy from the record now. It's called At the Roadhouse. Christina, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We will catch you when you guys come to Aotearoa, hopefully in the not too distant future.
Yes, thank you guys. We can't wait to get back to New Zealand.
See you soon.
Thanks.
tell me, are you lonesome tonight? See the moonlight on the rooftops. And the lights on the street burn bright. Would you tell me if I asked you? Baby, you're lonesome tonight. Baby, I'm lonesome tonight. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Thanks so much to Christina from the Paper Kites for speaking with us about At the Roadhouse. Very, very early in the morning for her. Much appreciated. We're going to leave you with the rest of this beautiful track, Mercy. Thank you for hanging out with us on Breakfast today. Big mihi to everyone who was on the show. Thank you very much to the wonderful Penelope Noir and Christine Crabb for popping in to chat about the new Gloria store opening at 8 Ponsonby Road this Thursday. Thanks to Amber Carly Williams for chatting with us about her new single, Kids on the Internet, which is out now. Cheers to Jenna for bringing us Paul Murray, one of the three Pauls up for the Booker this year, The Bee Sting, which is a high recommendation for Jenna as a get-in-early summer read. And thanks again to Christina for speaking with us. Kia pai tōra nei e te whānau. Millie's up next, so stick around. We'll see you soon.
Are you lonesome tonight? See the glass on the windows, and the stars overhead burn bright. Would you tell me if I baby, I'm lonesome tonight. Baby, I'm lonesome tonight.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.